Hey, 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 it's the boys. We back. PS and BS, episode 25. Man, shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, man, show some support and follow the Instagram at PS and BS POD. Man, today we're going to be discussing our current knowledge on esports and other gaming news. And of course, some BS. But before all that, let me see what my guys have been up to. Yo, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, you already know. It's your boy Biggs, the most loved one in the crew. You know, when you hear this voice, start feeling funny, get a butterfly, this time you hear the rest of the boy voice, you're like, all right, another episode of PS and BS, let's get it. All right, so Biggs has been playing this past week, not that much, but I have continued my Temtem quest. It is coming along nicely. We got a lot of story content for this little unfinished game, so I'm kind of liking that. Hey. Also been on a lot of, like, for this past week, I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. I'll mention it in the PS. A lot of Smash Bros. I lent my Switch out to my brother for, like, a month damn near. And I just grabbed it back, and I was like, man, I haven't played this Switch in a minute. Let me hop on the Smash Bros. To see how that's moving. And then that led into something else, and I'll explain it later on in the PS section. But, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Hey, Lex, what's good?
What's up, everybody? Lex here, Statman, a.k.a. Elite Geek. I finally finished Young Justice Season 3, Outsiders. Hey, fantastic.
That's what's up.
Fantastic. If you haven't already, it's like $6 to subscribe to DC Universe. Just binge watch 1, 2, 3. It is worth it. It's a great show. It's different. It's definitely good. Been heavy on Division 2. Trying to get ready for that DLC coming up very soon. And picked up a little game called Dreams. I'm not gonna say too much about it at all right now because I really haven't played it enough. I'm sure somebody will. That's about it.
All right, Lex. Steals, man. Talk to us.
What's good? Steals 1682. Resident Fat Boy, the Freestyle Maestro in the building, hitting the sticks all day, every day. What can I say? Here we go again.
Oh shit!
Call of Duty.
Here we go again.
Call of Duty. Call of
Toxic
Duty.
Toxic relationship continues.
That's a 2019 relationship right there, bro.
We went to some marriage counseling. All right, we got some. We had some therapy together. We're starting to make the correct strides in the right way.
She doing you right okay. Now. She doing you right.
Finally, and shit.
I mean, yeah. Finally, she's twisting.
Them hit markers starting to detect. Finally. Them kills starting to count.
Listen, let's just put it this way: in the last 3 days, I've gotten like 12 chopper gunners and AC-130. So those are big kill streaks.
So them hit markers are detecting now. They getting the.
I'm figuring it out.
How's the 725? How's that been going? Since after like all patches and all that good stuff, is it still crazy? Do a lot of people still use it?
You still have those trolls that use it, but honestly, I don't see it a lot. I actually see more people using that R90 shotgun than the other one. But I've been playing a lot of like close quarter maps, so you can't really camp. Like a lot of shipment rust and
It's just like I know how that is.
Yeah, a lot of fast paced small maps. If you don't find me, I'm gonna find you. Type shit.
Oh yeah.
So been having fun on that. A little bit of Division, not too much. I actually hit up GTA yesterday with my cousins. They were fucking around, so I jumped in there, did a little racing, and then blowing up some shit on my oppressor.
Oh man, you're trolling the oppressor.
I think that's it. I got on the oppressor, man. Started knocking some shit down. Oh, hold on now. Every day when I go on and I go, what game do I want to play? I just scroll over to Monster Hunter and I stare at it.
What the fuck, Steals?
Damn.
And
I'm just like, man,
we're going to get there.
One of these days.
I promise we're going to get there.
Next episodes. I could say, yo, me and Biggs finally went in, knocked out some damn monsters.
But I'm going to make it a special occasion, too. You're going to be able to say that. You're going to be able to say that. Trust me.
I just highlight it and look at it and go,
it's a podcast. And then I just scroll
on to the next one.
That's what it sounds like.
We'll get on it. I promise I'll make it special, too. It'll be a special day.
Get a PC and then he'll jump in for sure.
No, here we go. What? What's up, Lex?
Hey. I've been hearing this argument forever.
This is a PlayStation podcast.
I understand that, but you know, if Monster Hunter hasn't been played yet by these two together, then it's got to be that.
It's gonna happen.
Apparently, he's waiting on his friend.
No. It's gonna happen. Well, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. All right. That's all I'm gonna say. And it's gonna be a special day when it does.
So to quickly round out, I also hit up a little NHL and 2K. So I played a lot of different games this week.
All right.
Trap.
The Almighty, man. Sorry for the voice. If I sound a little different this week, man. My girl got me sick. She claims I got her sick, then she got me sick back, but I'm not gonna argue about all that.
Y'all playing tag.
We playing tag with this. but since she was sick, I wasn't really playing. I was taking care of her. So we ended up watching, a lot of Netflix. We ended up watching some reality show called Love is Blind, where people fall in love in 24 hours. I'm not even going to put my two cents into it.
All kind of crazy shit.
All kind of craziness going on in that show, man. Netflix, I don't know what. Somebody from MTV jumped over to Netflix, and now Netflix trying to get in their reality bag. I already see it, man. I saw Lex tweet that he went ahead and got the Dreams. So I was like, man, I was gassing Dreams more than Lex, man. I can't have Lex the only one out there. So I went ahead and pushed the button, man, when it got Dreams, man. But I'm going to speak on that a little later. Other than that, man, just been cooling, Oh, yeah, of course, we went out, the guys, we actually stepped out last week. So that was a highlight of the week, too. But we'll speak on that a little later. But,
yes, sir.
Let me hear Bobby, man. Bobby got something to say. Oh, no. Before we go to Bobby, man, don't mind me. Like I said, I'm sick. Let me shoot it over to Lex.
Thank you.
Let me shoot it over to Lex, man.
People are waiting for this segment.
Before I run over this whole podcast, let me take the sip of this Gatorade. Go ahead, Lex. Go ahead.
Wow.
Medication got him feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
He's about to skip everybody. No news today. No sprockets.
Yeah,
he'll be like, yeah,
yeah. Lex gonna be at game of the week. You gonna hear Trav? Yeah, yo, we're not done yet.
Why are we still recording? We're done. Anyways, this week's game of the week was something I've been wanting to play for a long time. I finally picked it up and spent some time with it. Been hearing a lot about this game. It's called A Plague Tale: Innocence. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Nope.
It's published by Focus Interactive, by Asobo Studio, a French developer. They published World War Z. All
right, cool.
So nice. this game, if you care about reviews, again, I know some of you listen do, so it got great reviews, so don't worry about that portion of the game. The game is categorized as an action-adventure horror stealth game, which speaks my language. So that's why I picked this up. You play as a young girl with her little brother just trying to survive. Kind of like the plague with these rats. Like the rats in the game are, carry this disease, obviously, and they're just one of the obstacles in the game. Let me start with the combat. The combat is interesting because she's not like this sword fighting. It's not your typical third person hack and slash game. It's more about distractions, tricking, going one direction, knocking down a pot, setting a little trap.
So you tricking ghosts?
No. You're
Trav wants somebody to get sued.
Yeah, somebody's getting sued. In this game, nobody's getting sued. This is a great idea. No, they basically, you're wanted. I haven't played enough of it. I've played, enough to understand the game to like it and definitely recommend it. But what I can tell so far is that you're this young girl, whatever, you're with your brother. They came down basically to try to kill you. They're after you specifically. They didn't say why yet. They basically slaughtered your family. You and your brother are the only survivor, and they want you. And so you're fighting humans. You're also in the middle of dead smack in the middle of this plague that's been taking over, you know, the city, the town, and things like
coronavirus.
That.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, something like that. You know, it's kind of interesting that I would pick this game so during this time, but I guess that's me. That's my sense of humor about things like that. That's how I deal with all this craziness in the world.
Right.
I play video games that mirror what's probably happening in our world.
Gotcha.
So shout out to World War Z, man. It's coming. and pick it up. It's a great game. Came out last year, 2019. Got some awards by some magazines. If you like the stealth type horror stuff, kind of minimal combat. It's not too much focused on combat. It's more about using your progressing through levels. It's not open world. It's linear, but it gives you options on how to approach each scenario.
Gotcha.
The game runs well, looks good. The story's fantastic so far, what I can tell. I mean, I'm getting more into it. I might actually update this game.
And did this come out before World Z or after World Z?
This was after. I mean, before. Right. Sorry. Before. Okay. These people also made Vampire. So it's that double A, not quite triple A type game.
Yeah.
But it feels good. Bag. A lot, you know, Senua's Sacrifice was not quite a triple A game. It was an independent, big budget type game. But check it out. Good game. A Plague Tale Innocence.
Yeah, because the way you started off that description, I was like, if you say there's ghosts in here, I'm gonna be like, Scooby Doo.
No, it's freaky. It's freaky. Oh, by the way, it's not on Switch, so you'll be all right. Oh, the Switch will live.
You already know. You already know. Should I even say it?
Because Switch owners are listening.
Trust me, man. Hold on. Real quick. I gotta say it. I feel like I have to now because you said Switch owners are listening. You see, what does your cousin Biggs always tell you, man? The burning question, pun intended, is with the Nintendo Switch, can it handle these games without turning into a volcanic eruption in your fucking hand? Can it do it? And luckily for this game, you won't even have to worry about that because it's not even going to do y'all like that and come out for the Switch. Y'all good anyway.
Switch is safe.
But Lex, for this game of the week, would you, let's say you did like a first impressions rating 1 out of 10, would you give it like a 7-ish? Like a 7-ish or like an 8-ish?
You know I'm not into the review thing and the scores, but if I had to, since you're asking the question, I will answer it. I would say, based on the amount of hours I've played, gameplay, I'd give it an 8. Graphics are 7.5.
So 7-ish?
Yeah, almost leaning towards an 8.
7-ish.
7-ish, yeah, like a 7-ish. I just give it a 7.9 to an 8. But again, that can change.
Okay, I ask because, you know, everybody interprets that different, man, the ish. So I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying. Maybe Steels can tell you a little bit more of that, though. I don't know. Ish. What do I know?
Everybody's got the ish.
Go ahead, Steels.
All right, so as Trev touched a little bit, I'm going to touch it a little bit more.
Oh, yo.
Last Friday.
Whoa.
Chill.
Last Friday, the boys hit up Groovy Goat. And, hey. You know, some shit went down, you know, good for us, which is going to be good for y'all.
Yeah.
But before that happened, at work, you know, trying to find out what time we're meeting, even though we had like a roundabout time, you know, me being me, I'm always early. And I'm always trying to pull people to come a little earlier. And, you know, there's people in the group who need extra time to do stuff, and there's other people in the group who purposely come late because they hate being first. I'm not going to point any names or elbows, but y'all know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on the island time, man. We out here.
So I went in the break room, and Lex was there. We're bullshitting, and I'm like, so are we pulling for like 7:30 or 7:30 at o'clock? And meanwhile, inside, I'm hoping for like 7:30 because I don't like eating too late, to be honest.
Oh, here we go.
And he goes, oh, 7:30-ish. And I'm like,
you're one of those.
I hate that ish because people have different, like, outtakes on what ish actually is. So I asked Lex, okay, so what's 7:30-ish? He goes, oh, you know, anytime from 7:30 to 7:39. And I go,
right.
Okay. So it can't be earlier? He's like, no. No, it can't be before 7:30. If you say 7:30-ish, then that means it has to be past 7:30. But it can't be 7:40 because that's not in the 7:30. It's 7:40. So I'm like, valid. Okay. Technically, yeah. But ish could be. So the way I look at it is, when I say 7:30-ish, in my eyes, means I'll be there around 7:30, meaning any time from 7:25 to 7:35, 10-minute window. That's what ish is in my eyes.
Okay.
So we're going back and forth. He's trying to put his sense in. I'm putting my sense in. One other dude started putting his sense in. There was this lady sitting there heating up her lunch. And through the corner of my eye, I could see her just laughing. Like, she's not, like, turning and, like, inputting herself into the conversation, but she's giggling because she hears us arguing about this, like, super small thing, but it's just funny. We're just going in on it, you know, just little content back and forth. And all of a sudden, I go, yeah, if you're 7:40, you're late. And both me and Lex were like, yeah. And she was like, well, then I guess I'm out, because she turned around and she goes, my ish is up to 7:45.
Oh, what?
From 7:30 to 7:45. I'm like, wow. That's not an ish. You know? Ish to me is no more than 10 minutes, plus or minus 10 minutes.
Y'all definitely want to hear island time 7:30-ish.
That's
10 o'clock. Island time 7:30 is like 8:45.
Right, I was just about to say, we nowhere near 7:30, and we somewhere around the 8 o'clocks.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing: when I mean ish, it's like it's in the 30. It's in the third. When I say 30-ish, I'm starting with the 30. Okay, so that's all the numbers that start with 30: 31, 32, 33, 34, so on and so forth. 40 doesn't count. Obviously, 29 doesn't count. That would be 20-ish. So that's why serious.
Ish is 0 through 9.
Yes, because it has the word 30. Yes. Just like when somebody says, hey, that's childish, it's not completely being a child. It's sort of within that realm of being a child. It's not completely, you're not completely being a child. You're childish. It's not, you're a child. There's a difference. You're childish. You're kind of acting like a child right now. So when I say 7:30-ish, it's not quite 7:30 on the dot, but it's around the realm of 7:30-ish. So all the 30s are included. That's how I've always interpreted 7:30.
Yeah, but nah.
Yeah, but
I think I left my house at 7:30, to be honest.
And for the record, I got there at 7:39, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. You pulled in at 7:40. Me and Biggs were sitting there. We're just like, no, oh, I got there.
I saw it.
We saw your car at 7:39. About the time you parked and got out. And
yeah, but that, I'm in the. Of course, that to get into that place. I mean, that turn isn't.
Yeah, that wasn't friendly.
That wasn't friendly.
But yeah.
Keep it nice.
I'm curious. You know what I'm curious about? I'm curious about what the listeners consider ish, because I've heard, you know, just throughout life, people's time windows, and yeah, that I don't know. I really wonder, like, what if the listeners can drop that, like, somewhere, drop that on the IG somewhere. Hey, maybe even a poll's gonna go out tomorrow, who knows? But I'm curious as to know what's y'all happen. Yeah, what's y'all happen. Ish so
Me and Greg are on the same page. You have at least a 5-minute window, plus or minus, because it's not quite 7:30, but it could be a little bit more. You know, we're looking at it as a plus minus kind of thing.
Right. We're almost in line. Steals, we're almost in line, except I guess to you, once I get past 7:35, you don't consider that ish anymore, right?
Not really. I consider that late.
Okay.
Regardless, if we're on the same page, we both have a 10-minute window. Okay.
Oh, right.
And it's also just,
yours is from 30 to 39. Mine goes from 25 to 35.
And also, okay, despite whose ish we was on and what ish time we was going by, we all ended up making it to Groovy Goat, and nobody was waiting 2 hours in the parking lot. So we went in there, we did our thing, we had good food. We met some cool dudes. Bro, that was such a good night. That was such a good night, and I enjoyed myself so much. Shout out to everybody over there, all the people working there. Shout out to Cam. Hope you're listening. And we'll be back. We'll be back on the regular.
Lex had a drink, man.
Listen,
yo,
Temple, man.
Yo,
I don't know. He might have people. Funny. He might have people listening, man.
He had to call out Monday.
No, that's fine.
Yo, yo, that coffee drink got him lit.
Well, I mean, it was a good night. It was a good night. Yeah,
celebratory.
Celebratory, for sure.
He took one of the quickest 360s I think I've ever seen in my life.
He said, I don't really drink.
Homeboy Cam's like, yo, y'all want to take shots? We're like, yeah, cool. And he's like, all right, we're going to chase this with something else. Lex is like, I don't really drink. I don't drink anymore.
He's like, record this
and tell the camera why you don't drink. And he's like, oh, I used to, but, you know, I don't drink anymore because I just don't like the taste. Nothing is, you know, everything's off-putting to me now, this and that, da, 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 da.
Not even
a quarter of a second after he said that, he took a sip and he went, oh, God, that's good. And he chugged that shit so fast.
When it hits your lips. When it hits your lips, it's just, oh,
and
my
then,
God.
And then the funny part was go ahead.
Shout out to Frank the Tank.
No. Go ahead. Oh, Frank.
I was gonna say the funny part about that whole thing, right, is that everybody had the same drink or whatever, and when we got back to the table, I ended up getting the last one, and so because Lex couldn't get the last one at first, he went and just ordered whatever was on the menu. He was like, "Man, I still need alcohol intake. Yeah. I don't care if it's not even the one that I like. Just get me whatever." This man ordered.
Was it you guys that asked him what he ordered? And he's like, oh, I ordered this.
The ShamWow.
And he's like, I only ordered it because I liked the way it sounded.
Yeah, man. I was like, what is that?
The drink came to the table.
Like
it was
he got
one
syrup
color.
On it.
Right. They put the drink came to the table. It was one color. Then they put something else in it. It changed to a whole nother color.
Man, it was on Hocus
Pocus. By the time
shit.
I was, you know what I'm saying? I could see in the eyes of Lex. Lex was like, man, I want that drink. I said, hey, man. Here you go, Lex. You know, you're not a drinker. I'm a bit, you know, I'm well-rounded in my drinking. So I was like, I'll go ahead and take it. And, I mean, the drink wasn't bad. He didn't pick a bad drink. That's for sure. I enjoyed it.
There you go.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was
like
a great
what
night.
It tastes like? Was it fruity? Was it, like, fruit punchy-like? Was it, like, watermelon
No,
nah,
it wasn't
shit?
As fruity as it looked, to be honest. It was more, it had vodka.
Because it looked like straight
vodka.
Fruit punch.
Yeah, it wasn't. I thought
or
it was going to be more
juice,
fruity.
Something like that.
It was less fruity than a Long Island, that's for sure.
That's what's up.
What Long Island you be drinking that's fruity?
What do you mean? All Long Islands taste fruity to me.
You drinking the wrong fucking Long Island then, buddy. Because all Long Island
Trav,
is
have you ever blacked
alcohol
out
on top
after
of
drinking
alcohol
those,
with alcohol with a side
Long
of alcohol
Islands?
With a splash of Sprite.
Hello. First of
they
all,
ain't
I don't
no
drink.
Nothing fruity in there.
Man, all first of all... Even Hennessy is fruity to me. First of all, that tastes like straight syrup, like honey, like you put on waffles.
Hennessy,
yeah.
I mean, there are some liquors that taste fruity, but I drink Long Islands and I don't like fruity drinks, and I drink Long Islands.
Fam, that's to me that's considered a fruity drink, man.
Hennessy tastes like I went to Wawa and bought that shit for $2.49 a gallon, man. That's what Hennessy tastes like. That shit tastes like straight gas.
But I done moved on, man. I'm on oil now. I'm on straight oil, Douce, man.
Alrighty, Trav.
Man,
what
are
you
about to get an alcohol podcast
no,
going?
No, we're not doing that. Trav, what else do you have for us, man?
I mean,
I know
you
got
you
something.
You did say you wanted to, for some reason, you were wanting some Hypnotic. You said that the other night.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
I drank Hypnotic. I was 18.
No, I do want Hypnotic. I do.
Oh, that shit's fruity.
I do want
Hypnotic. That's what I'm saying. I drank it one time, and I was like, never again. They made it look so player in the music videos, but that shit was weak.
I know, right? It was all, like, neon blue and shit. That fancy bottle. All right.
Okay, I want the drink, damn it. All right, I want the drink. I'm sorry, I want the drink.
I mean, everybody got to go through it, man. So it is what it is. Yeah, what else I got? Two more things on my list for this week, man. I went ahead and pushed the button on Dreams, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody been talking about it. It's been getting great reviews across the board. And I just got a few things to say. My playthrough of the game, man. Instantly when I played the game for the first, 5 minutes, I instantly said, I got to stream this. So I went ahead and jumped on YouTube, started streaming through it. Hold on. For the first, I mean, for all the, as soon as you start the game, they don't let you just jump into anything off the bat. They kind of put you through like a small little tutorial or something, but it didn't feel like a tutorial. It actually felt good to learn the little basics of the game. So you kind of felt more like, maybe, because when I first started the game, I was like, there's no way I'm building a game. I'm just going to try other people's games. So when I jumped in there and I gave the little tutorial try, I'm like, maybe I can make a game. So I end up going to the straight online schooling of dreams. They got like a whole part of the game that sounds like, it looked like an online course where they got beginners, intermediate, experts, and they're all like small little 10-minute classes, like with a whole video tutorial, you know, step-by-step instructions. By the time you finish a couple of those courses, you feel like you can make Mario, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? So I love that part about it because, you know, I'm creative in my mind, but I'm like, how can I execute this on this game? And after playing a few of those tutorials, I mean, I felt like a couple of hours passed. I'm like, damn, I'm ready to make a game. But I paused on making a game. I wanted to go try other people's games and dreams or other people's dreams. And for the most part, man, I've been enjoying them, man. The only negative I got to say is that most of the ones that I really, really enjoy, they kind of feel like, you know, like those old school PlayStation demos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, like those demo discs. That's what Dreams kind of feels like to me. Every time I boot up the game, I'm just scrolling through the menu of like a demo disc. And I'm just trying out all these cool demos. So I'm like, and once I get to a game that I really, really enjoy, I'm like, I need more. I feel like writing the developer, like, where's the rest of it?
I saw on your live stream you played this, like, the one where you pick out of the three heroes and it's like kind of like this RPG shit. And that thing looked lit. And then I looked away and then you looked back and it was at the main menu. And I was like, it's over? Like, it's done?
That was like a good, like, 10-minute or 5-minute RPG, and it was like to be continued, and it was just like, what?
Hey, it gives you something to look forward to, though, I guess. I mean, episodic, maybe?
And then, yeah, episodic. I mean, they had like a, and they made like a whole map for the game. Like, they plan on going deep with this game. And a lot of developers have like, or Dreams creators, they have like a little, like, this is what we're working on next, this is what's coming, or this is the update. So I like that, like, every creator on there has like their own social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing I like about it. Like, it feels like a social, it feels more like a YouTube as well. Like, you know how you can follow people's pages on YouTube, follow content you actually like? Like, that's how it works. You can follow. I was able to send stuff that I like to Lex. I don't know if he opened up his email on there yet or seen the games that I like that I sent to him.
Not yet.
But, like, as soon as he boosts up his game, he's going to be like, damn, I got messages from Trav and it's games. You know, that's, I like that. So, you know, I just look forward to seeing how the community grows, and I hope like developers don't, I mean, they're getting their shine on because they're getting likes and views, and people see those numbers and they like them. You know, when you see your game is getting played by 30,000 people in a week or whatever, it's like, oh, I got to keep, you know what I'm saying? So I could tell all those numbers are going to drive people to keep on creating. And I mean, I'll keep on playing, and I'll come back with more to say about the game in the future, man. Lex, did you play a little bit of it?
Yeah, I did. I played. I kind of want to hold off on my impressions. I didn't play enough.
All right.
I think my son played more than I did because there was a Sonic. Somebody made a Sonic game in there.
You're right. Right.
A third-person Sonic game, and he just loved it. So that's his character.
And that's another thing. I like that, you know, I've been seeing it all on YouTube and on the blogs. I like that people are recreating nostalgia games like Sonic. I even seen somebody make Simpsons Hit and Run that I went and added to my list of games to play on there.
That's a legendary fucking game.
They made, like, the game in there. You know, they made South Park in there. I like all that, but I would love for more original
fresh ideas. That's what they made this for. They didn't make this to remaster games. You know what I'm saying? Developers will get to that eventually.
It'll happen. Right. Give it time. It'll happen.
Right. I did see a blog article that did say that Media Molecule is looking into making the trendy games more original content than remakes. So they are looking into that because a lot of stuff is being
They'll have a filter or something down the line.
And I know a lot of people are going to get sued in the game because I played a Flash game. And the soundtrack to the Flash game was Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
Well, don't take my...
So I need to find out how these people get this audio in this game.
Didn't I see somewhere that somebody's getting sued for sure this game to try to make Dreams 2?
Yes,
that was another article. Like it's getting out there, man. The game is so, like I said, the game is so flexible that once you play the like the online schooling for Dreams, that's what I like to call it because it's like it's like an online course. If you ever took an online course in college, it's pretty much that. You know, you just pick the course that you want to take. If you want to go the FPS route or the platformer route, and they tell you all the courses you need to take, and you just take those courses, and by the time you finish those courses, you should be able to make something that works. And it felt good. I mean, I finished a couple of those courses. I'm like, I can't wait to do some more. Like, it didn't feel draining. Like, I feel like I can do some more and knock out, you know, Trav Almighty fighting game coming soon, man. That's all I got to say, man.
Sheesh.
Jeez. Modern Warfare 2 finally gets remastered.
My Dreams. Wow.
My Dreams. Hey, man. A lot of things they can do, man. So, you know, Fortnite, watch out, man.
Damn. Well, that's Dreams.
Wow. Wow.
But other than that, since nobody else, Lex has still got to put some time into that. Another thing that came out this week was, or today, I'm sorry, we got Candyman trailer.
Yep. That shit. Yeah. Let me just start by saying, to me, I think Lex was talking about the mix. Were you talking about the mix of like the audio in your headphones already and the video, or are you talking about the music mix in the trailer?
The music mix.
Yes. Yes. That is kind. That was crazy to me. And I like the Beyonce in the background, man. I like that.
That's Say been a trend.
I like that.
Look at the old Chucky. I mean, not the old, but the recent Chucky trailer. The recent, what's the other? What was it? Get Out? Not Get Out. The one that was after Get Out. Us.
Yeah.
They remixed all these old classics into the trailer and made them creepy. And I'm like, how can you do that?
Yeah, that trailer looked crazy though. I always enjoy Jordan Peele movies, man. That's all you gotta say is that man's name.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, it's
And you know, there's gonna be like a. I don't know if you watched the other Candyman, the originals. They kind of had like a subtle message there, you know.
All his movies in particular do.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Jordan. I'm just talking about the Candyman series.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, they had like a subtle mission in the movie, per se. And I feel like this one is with Jordan. It's going to be dope, man. I don't got to see no more, man. I saw the trailer. I already knew once I saw the...
So when are we going to watch it? When it come out?
I have no idea when it comes out, actually. I think it comes out July or June. It comes out soon. It's coming out spring. That's for sure.
We'll go watch it and then review it. Boom.
Yeah, I'm down for Candyman. I've been a Candyman since I was a kid. So.
Yeah, I like the Candyman movies. They're fun.
Yeah.
I think the trailer to me was fine. It was fine. It didn't really hype me up as much as I thought it would. It's fine though. Okay. It's serviceable.
It's serviceable.
Oh Lord.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It just didn't like. Listen, the first trailers, the job. What I understand from movies. I love movies. Trailers, especially the first trailer. All it's supposed to do. It's one mission. It's supposed to hype you up to see the movie. It's not supposed to tell you a story. It's not supposed to introduce any characters. Nothing. It's just, this is the movie we're making. Get ready. Then later on, they do whatever their first look, whatever they want. Very few trailers, like when you see a cut of a good trailer, like you just, like the first time I saw, for example, recently, I'll just keep this brief. Recently, when the first Wonder Woman trailer that came out a few months ago, now, I've been waiting for that trailer forever. That trailer did its job to the T. You don't know what the hell's going on. You just know that Wonder Woman's swinging from lightning. She has this crazy armor, you know, from the comic books. It's 1980s. you know, Steve Trevor's in it somehow. You know, all this stuff happens and you don't know what's going on, but the way they did it, and they had the crazy remix of, you know, of the song, that the title song and stuff like that. It was just, it hyped me up. Like, very few trailers can do that, you know. And this particular trailer was fine. Right. It was fine. It didn't really hype me up. I'm a big horror fan.
Yeah,
it was fine. I'm curious. I'm cautiously curious. Now, Jordan Peele does have a reputation. He does have, I've seen the majority of his movies. I can say that, unless he's done something that I haven't heard of. But I've seen, you know, the majority of his known movies, let's just put it that way. And I've liked them.
Right.
Not as crazy as most people would say lately, but I've liked them. So we'll see.
I'm
down to go, though.
See it, man.
Definitely.
I'm just a horror nut. So as soon as something horror like this comes out, if it's Candyman, I'm still waiting for another Freddy movie. You know, my wishes. That's what I'll get this year or next year.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's all I'm waiting on, man.
Boy, Steels did the bigs, yes, sir.
I don't know about Freddy, because it's tough, man. It's tough to do those movies. I don't want to get bogged down to a movie podcast, but. Because it could happen. It will happen. But I'm just saying.
It will happen.
But this is,
man,
the BS part, man. It's the
no, I understand. Anything. I understand. Knows, I understand.
Except but Xbox.
There you go. There you go.
Wow, that's crazy. That being said. Yeah, there you go, Trav. There we go. With that being said.
Love
this.
We got
something to talk about, man.
Yeah, let's talk esports, man.
Esports.
Let's talk esports. What the hell do we know about esports?
Does anybody want to take the floor first on this one?
What I can do, listen, I'll do this. I'll give you the questions that I usually get when it comes to esports. All
right.
The most common questions are, what is it?
A sport?
Is it a sport? Do people get paid?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And those are the three main questions I usually get with esports.
So esports, is it a sport? Do they get paid? And what else?
Do they get paid? And, like, what is it? What is esports?
Oh, okay,
like,
okay,
that's
okay,
the first question right off the bat.
Yeah.
I'll just answer those questions really quick and then hand it to you guys.
All right.
And go around. We'll keep the floor open. So esports is basically a sport form of competition using video games.
Right.
Esports often takes the form of organized multiplayer video competitions, particularly between professional players individually or as teams. Although organized competitions have been part of video game culture, these were largely between amateurs until the late 2000s. So that's when things went pro. When participation by professional gamers and spectatorship in these events through live streaming saw a huge surge in popularity. By 2010s, esports was a significant factor in the video game industry, with many game developers actively designing and providing funding for tournaments and other events. And then usually the video games associated with esports are multiplayer online battle arena, or MOBAs, first-person shooters, fighting, card games, battle royales, and real-time strategy. Mm. Now, is it a sport? By definition, esport is what's called a mind sport. And it's defined as a game of skill where the competition is based on a particular type of intellectual ability as opposed to physical exercise.
Gamers are fucking
chess.
Smart, guy. We are smart.
Like chess and cards.
We don't just eat cheese doodles and wave our hands around like man babies.
So the third thing, do people get paid? Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Between endorsements and competition money and things like that, they do get paid.
Shout
and
out
many,
to Booga. 2019, Fortnite.
Exactly. Shout out to Shroud. And many esports players have formed teams and had very successful careers as Twitch streamers. So that's kind of like an overview of the three main questions that are usually asked. And I hope I kind of clarified some things for you guys.
Yeah. Right. Do you want to take it, Trav?
Yeah, I guess I'll take it, man.
Right, go ahead.
I guess I'll start, you know, the first time I guess I was introduced to esports, and it was actually on Netflix back in, I want to say, 2014 or 2015. I was just scrolling through Netflix one day. I remember it like it was yesterday, and I saw a photo of some dude, looked like he was playing a video game, and it was a documentary, and it was called All Work, All Play. And I was like, dude, what? this is a documentary about video games. Let me check this out. So I went and played it, and of course, it followed a couple different teams on their journey to their respected championships for like mobile games like League of Legends. It just, you know, brought you behind the scenes for most of it. And it kind of blew my mind. I'm like, dude, they really getting paid this? And they really getting sponsored to live like this? Like, their whole life, like, resolved around video games. Like, practicing when they weren't in tournaments. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. It takes a discipline. Like, it ain't, like, and they'll cut you from a team if you trash, too. Like, it's... It takes discipline, man, to be on one of those teams, elite teams, and to stay on the team. And I learned that from a documentary back in 2015. And then, you know, I was pretty interested into it. Like, maybe I could do it just jokingly. And I seen, like, a local game store called Play and Trade down south. They would have these, like, little tournaments. So I thought I was a Mortal Kombat god because I was whooping people in my neighborhood on Mortal Kombat. But I just realized that day that maybe we all was just trash and I was just... and maybe I was just the best out of all of them. You know?
You found out real quick.
Yeah, I found out real quick, man. And, yeah. that was it, man. And it kind of shocked me. Like, I haven't really followed esports too much, but like I've been seeing like the growth over period. Like, it kind of shocked me when I was strolling through cable TV and I saw it on the TV. I'm like, oh, and this is after G4 TV is gone. So it's like, wait a minute, this is on, I think it was on USA. Like, it's a top network, you know, prime time, you know, and they're holding these events on TV live. So I can see this esports, man. I think it's gonna be a wave, man. Especially due to like all these it seems like a lot of people are going more to like online multiplayer competitive. You know, with like Fortnite, Call of Duty. You know, I can see it because at first they had just MOBAs and League of Legends and stuff like that, and that was more like on PC end and not really my cup of tea in gaming. But, like, Counter-Strike was always something that I watched. But, obviously, I could never play Counter-Strike because I never had a PC that could run it. So, that's just, you know. But there is a game that's similar to Counter-Strike coming out for PlayStation, man. Coming soon, man. So, wait on it.
Okay. Hey. Well.
Is that it?
It for me right now.
Just to add on to that last bit you said before I start my go is... Evo, I don't know if you guys know what Evo is. The big fighting tournament
in Vegas.
Why Mortal Kombat? Why?
That actually airs on ESPN, I believe. I think ESPN. Some sports network. So which gave it a little bit more validation. Like, yeah, this is a sport. Like, this shit is on ESPN. So I just threw that in there. But my relationship with esports is pretty I rarely follow it. And I used to be somebody who, like, back in my competitive multiplayer days, which are very long gone, I used to do it on COD a lot. I used to actually, like, have a team and sign up for, like, the MLG minor brackets or the UMG brackets and do ranked games. You know, we used to have matches scheduled and, you know, communicating with the opposing team's leader about, you know, when the match is starting, what map, this and that. Like, it was like kind of organized, like, you know, just not really too deep into the esports world, but like kind of starting, you know, the little crumbs of it. Baby pool. In the baby pool, yeah, exactly. But those days are long gone. I mean, I didn't get too far in that. I mean, I was great at COD, but you know, there's people that will, like Steel said, man, he let you know real quick, like, what's goody. So, they showed me what's up, whatever, cool.
Yeah, they all using cheat codes.
Even though COD was the only game that I was, like, ever taking it to, like, the competitive level with doing UMG and MLG games, I never, ever, ever followed any Call of Duty esport, any kind of a competitive play for Call of Duty. I never followed it, ever. Never watched, was never curious, never wanted to go to an event. But that it's crazy because the thing that I did ended up being attracted to and that I do love watching competitively is Smash Bros. Smash Bros. Competitive is like one of the most entertaining things that you can watch, or at least for me. They actually just got done with a big Smash Bros. Tournament called Frostbite 2020. Frostbite had just wrapped up the 23rd, I believe, of this month, which was like, what, Monday? Was that Monday or Sunday? Something like that. I don't got a calendar. But
I think it was last week.
The 23rd?
Oh, no, the 23rd was, yeah, it might have been Monday.
So, yeah, it just wrapped up. And, yeah, like, I get a lot of that influence to watch Smash Bros. Competitive from the YouTuber Zero. He used to be a Smash Bros. Competitive player as well, but he retired. He was top in the world in Smash 4. He retired and just ended up being a content creator. So he runs a YouTube channel, and he kind of rates, you know, he rates and analyzes the matches in a competitive world. He goes out to these events and live streams mobily, interviewing all the contestants. You know, like, who are you looking out for in this tournament? Who's going to give you the most trouble? Things like that. And that really got me into it. So it's crazy because I'm not the best at Smash Bros. I'm okay. But, you know, I don't get too far past couch co-op until I start getting my shit handed to me. But still, I just still really, really enjoy watching people that are actually good on a competitive level. And it's just very entertaining for me. But other than that, I don't know much about esports. I mean, I plan to learn a lot more, and it seems like we're going to be presented soon with opportunities to learn more. But hopefully I expand my knowledge. But really, my competitive esports career only goes as far as watching Smash Bros. But that's pretty much it for me.
All right. How about you, Stu? Sweet.
esports. Well, I didn't know that was like a big thing until I started playing this little game called Smite. It is a MOBA. It is similar to League of Legends. A lot more people will recognize League of Legends, but it's the exact same type of game.
Real quick, Steals. You brought out Smite. I'm going to tell you this right now because, you know, you guys met him. Shout out to Ymir. Go ahead and ask Den the next time you see him about my Ymir. Go ahead and ask him about that. He'll give you a funny little story. I just want to throw that out there, though.
Okay. So, wait, you played Smite?
Ask Den. Ask Den about my Ymir.
Okay. I'll ask Den about your Ymir. Okay. So, me and my buddy, my one buddy, Matt, so we were playing, we play Call of Duty a lot. The one clan that I was with, we were playing Call of Duty, and my one buddy, like, all of a sudden just stopped playing. And we're like, why are you not around? He's like, yo, I've been getting on Smite, but on the PC. And then all of a sudden, it just showed up, just like magically, like, oh, it's going to come out on the PlayStation for free. And he was so excited. So he got the whole group to freaking download it. And we started playing it. And we started religiously playing that game to the point to where we were talking about esports. A couple of the people in our group were talking about making a team and trying to try out for some... what do they call when they hold like local tournaments to try to win a tournament to get a seat or something. There's a term for that. I forgot.
Like pools?
There's something else, but...
Qualifiers?
They do that with, like... Qualifiers, there you go. Yeah. Because they do that with poker a lot, too. Like, you win, like, little qualifiers to get to the bigger one and stuff like that. they talked about trying to do that and going in, because I have a couple of friends who are fucking awesome at Smite. So they were getting to the point to where they were learning the teams, and I mean, everyone was going for Team Energy, and it's been a while. There was another team that was really big at the time, and then what was cool was you get these teams that come out of the middle of nowhere. Like, I remember when Luminosity came out, no one knew who the fuck they were. They were just five guys who was just like, yeah, we know how to play Smite, and they freaking ran everybody, you know? But it's crazy because... People say, is it a sport or isn't it a sport? Everyone has different feelings. All right, slow down. Let me start over. When you ask somebody what a sport is, what do they usually say? Basketball, football, you know, hockey, yeah, physical soccer, activity, stuff like that. Physical activities. There's people, and this has been a discussion on another podcast that I've listened to, and also a discussion that we've had at work and with other people too. There's a lot of people that say baseball isn't a sport. It's just competitive. Exactly. It blew my mind that there was people that actually believe that. I mean, there's people that don't like baseball. I understand it. It's somewhat boring watching on TV. It's kind of a slow game. But basically, when you think of esports, yes, there's no real physicality unless you get to a point and there's just like a fucking fist fight, which needless to say, in Jacksonville, wasn't there a shooting at a gaming tournament a couple years ago?
Damn, that would have been
I'm almost certain that there was a guy in a fighting tournament, if I'm not mistaken, who he... Oh, no. It was 2K. Madden. Yes, it was Madden. He was one of the top favorites. I think he won it a couple years before that, and he actually got scrubbed real early, and then he went back and like shot the joint up. But anyway...
I remember that story. Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, there's nothing physical. However, there's a lot of skill involved. There's a lot of communication involved. There's a lot of team play. There's a lot of trusting in your teammates and knowing that they're going to come to your aid if you push up too far, like using Smite as a guide. If you're pushing up a little too far on a tower, knowing that you trusting your guys behind you to hit their shots and knowing that they're going to use the right ability at the right time. You know, there's a lot to it to where it's not just like popping in a freaking cartridge and saying, oh, I'm going to play this game real quick. Like, they've dissected the game and they know every aspect of it. Do I still think it's a sport? Like, in my eyes... I don't know. It's just how you look at it. I think take the physical part out of it, it still has all the other aspects of a game. Because when it comes to football, hockey, basketball, all those other sports, it has all those other ones. Communication, trusting. I mean, the corner's number one friend in football is the free safety. If he trusts that the free safety is over the top, he knows that he can press a little harder and cheat a little bit more, you know, but you have the trust. So I mean, it still has the aspects of a sport, but yes, I would consider it more of a competitive gaming type thing. I personally love watching, I did watch a lot of the Smite stuff, but I loved watching the Tekken and the Street Fighter battles and even the Killer Instinct battles. I used to watch a lot of course of
Killer Instinct.
Shout out to Sonic Fox. Of course
I'd watch Killer Instincts.
Sonic Fox on Fighters Steals. Please watch if you never have. Oh my god.
Sonic Fox.
Bardock. Shout out Bardock. Oh my god.
Bardock. Oh, yeah. Yes, he's nasty with the, but it's just crazy to watch them use these characters, and it's like I watched one tournament and this dude was using Jack. Listen, if you play Tekken, 9 times out of 10 at an arcade or a friend's house, you're not picking Jack unless you're playing a friend who don't really know what they're doing and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to randomly pick this guy just for the hell of it because I know I'm going to beat him anyway. I watched the dude win the tournament using Jack, and he was doing some shit that I didn't even know existed. You know? So, I mean, it's just crazy watching these guys come in there and same thing like with what Trav said, you know, like there's been certain games where I felt like I was top shit and then, you know, I played with other people and it's like no. You know, my cousin right now, my cousin Tyler, he's a huge competitive. He was actually somewhat in the esports world. He was on a professional team for Gears of War, and he's played in a lot of gaming tournaments, but he just recently switched over to PlayStation. That's right, because it's superior. And
yes, sir.
I was actually playing with him the other day, and on place on Call of Duty, he does a lot of CDL stuff, which is Call of Duty League, and that's exactly how he started with Gears, getting recognized and stuff like that, and you get invited out. And I was like, "Yo, Ty, why'd you stop?" I'm like, "Do you still play?" Literally, when I was in New York in April, he wasn't there because he was at a tournament in California. He was at a tournament somewhere for Gears of War. So, I mean, he flew around. Like, it was legit. No cap. And I asked him, why are you playing Gears of War anymore? And he's like, man, nah, I quit that shit because, it doesn't matter your skill. It doesn't matter how good you are. They're going to pick their boy over you anyway, even though if you're better. So, it's just like everything else in life. You could be better, but if you don't know the right people, you're not going to get picked. You're just going to get shit on. And there was a lot of that lately, especially in the Smite world. Teams were just disbanding, like all of a sudden this person and this person is on this team now, and then like, oh, they traded for this to this guy to this guy, or these group got into a fight, so they broke up and now they became this team, but they stayed that team. And it's like, it's crazy out there. It's no joke. It's not all fun and games. It's pretty crazy. So would I try to go into that world? I wouldn't mind going and watching. I would love to go to an event. I would love to go to an esports event and check it out and see what it's about. Like I said, my cousin, has some insight on it. He's been in that world. I mean, he's got pictures of him, at the console playing and stuff like that. I've watched him play Gears. It's unfair when he plays.
That's crazy. I was looking up this Jacksonville shooting, and a guy named David Katz, man. And let me tell you, David Katz, I hope that rent is as high as that temperature down there, man. I hope you're doing all right, because that's insane, bro. That's like, wow, bad sportsmanship, and people just had to pay for it.
I think, the defending champ. And he got so pissed that he got knocked out by what he considered a nobody because he was ranked low.
Hey, man, shit happened, man.
I guess. All right, cool. I guess.
I got a question for you guys.
All right, what's up?
Go ahead.
With esports growing, obviously, as you can tell, do you think, maybe not, obviously not this coming Olympics, but you think it could be possibly in the Olympics in the future?
Man, I feel like there's going to be so much wonk shit in the Olympics in the future. It better make it into the Olympics.
Listen.
I feel like there's going to be noodle eating as a sport.
I actually watched a dude slide a brick across ice with broomsticks.
That was going to be one of my comparison. Yeah, how is fucking curling a sport?
They tried to get the stripper pole dancing into the Olympics.
They're going to have ramen eating contests in the Olympics. They're gonna have a whole bunch of shit. That fucking Big Bang Bowl, whatever the fuck you had.
It's the Kaioken times three bowl, son.
Kaioken times three. God damn. That bitch was three meals.
Hey, I won almost.
And that wasn't even the biggest one. They have a Kaioken times five.
I almost won every challenge on Persona 5. So shout out to Persona 5 for the eating challenges.
What challenge?
The eating challenge. Remember the bowls?
You talking about the burger?
The burger.
Yeah,
come
the
on now.
Yeah, the burger.
Come on
Big
now.
Bang Burger.
Oh my god.
Wow. Shout out to Okumura, man.
Hey, speaking of
food,
man.
But I do think
man,
it's going to be an Olympic sport.
Okay. Before we jump back to that, man. Speaking of food, man. Y'all boys did put me on something new at Taco Bell, man.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
This is the third time just coming up Taco Bell. Man. If you listening, we better be
getting
some kind of
royalty awards. I do not go to Taco Bell. That's the last place I would go. But I was like, let me just check it out. Placed my little order through the mobile app, slid through the drive-thru, picked up, a double.
Cheesy gordita
crunch.
Yeah, man.
And in the words
changed my life
of DJ Khaled, Another one.
Yes.
Hey, did I? I mean, I put steak on mine. Is y'all? Do y'all normally put steak or y'all ride with the beef? What y'all do?
No, I just get it with beef.
Yeah, I just ride with the beef. I roll with the steak this time.
I substituted one of my other, you know, daily item menu items and slid a second gordita on that, man. Got replaced. It got up out of there, man.
Yo. Okay. So since you brought up the Taco Bell, that last episode when Big said something about, you know, the gordita crunch. When Trav got it, he put it in the chat. He's like, "Yo, this crunch," and I'm like, "God damn, man, that's like back to back days almost. We're talking about this gordita crunch. I gotta go get one now, right?" So have you ever been like, you're at work and you just have this one thing on your mind. You're like, "I'm gonna get that," like the chicken sandwich, the Popeye's chicken sandwich craze, and when you're like, you know, I'm gonna go get that. You know, that's the one thing I want. Or you know, for some of us New Yorkers, White Castle. It's like, yo, I'm gonna get that. I had the fucking gordita crunch on my mind so bad that the whole day at work, I'm all like, yeah, I can't wait to get out of work. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Right? The whole drive home, I'm just like, Taco Bell, here I go. I pull up, the bitch closed down.
Oh, what? No, sir.
No drive-through signs. The windows are boarded up, and they fenced the entire fucking thing.
No, sir.
Like, are you serious?
No, sir.
I'm like, all I wanted was a fucking cheesy gordita crunch.
No sign, nothing. Like, just, sir.
Wow. It's just closed. The one by my house. So I'm driving through the parking lot, and what comes over the hill? Popeyes with no line. I'm like, I'm gonna get me the chicken sandwich.
It's dope that you said Popeyes, because that shit. That should be fucking happening, because in Popeyes, when I go and I get a chicken, I just get the chicken tenders, whatever. But when I go grab that, I order at the window. I don't know if it's weird to ask, you know, if they got sauce at the window, because I only really eat the chicken with sweet heat, bro. Like, I need that sauce. Like, I need sweet heat sauce with the chicken. But I don't really, like, I just ask them. That's a window thing to ask, you know what I mean? Like, after you get your food, you'd be like, can't get the sauce.
So yeah, is there a special sauce I need to get with the crunch?
No, not with the crunch. I'm talking
about Popeyes. It comes on it. We're talking about Popeyes now.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Popeyes. But I get to the window or whatever, I order my shit, and I ask, like, yo, you got sweet heat? And they'd be like, nah, I just be leaving. Is that valid?
Really?
I just be leaving. Like, I literally can't eat it without the sweet heat and the honey for the biscuits, bro. But when they say they don't got it, I just dip.
That's valid. Wow. I'm tired of.
Well, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the way you want to eat. That's fine.
They be acting like the sauce is coming out of their check, man. I'm tired of it. 2020, man. Y'all need to get out of here.
Well, you say that, but when I went to this Popeyes, I was like, all right, the crave is over. There's no one in the line. I pulled right up. What do you want? Spicy chicken sandwich. Can I get that extra sauce? They're like, yeah, no problem. Boom. Order, got it with the fries and a drink, whatever. Pulled up, got my sandwich, got home, opened it up, and I went, damn, I could tell that the crave is over, because there were some times where I went, get this chicken sandwich, and you could tell they were like pre-making these shits, and they were just whatever. But this sandwich, the chicken was bigger than the bun. It was thick. It was juicy. It was dripping with sauce. It was by far the best one I had out of all the Popeye chicken sandwiches that I had. But I ain't gonna say it too much, because I don't want that craze to start over again and they start fucking up.
Right.
Sheesh.
Hold on, but to get back to topic, Lex.
Yo.
What do you see the esports going, or do you not see anything yet, or you still?
Well, I mean,
what do you see with esports currently, I guess.
I've been when I was in Miami about 2.5 years ago, almost 2 years ago. I was big into esports. Like, they were on TBS at one point. And okay. That's when I started watching this little team called FaZe Clan.
Okay. Oh, yeah, shout out FaZe. Yep.
Yeah, FaZe Clan. And I was actually watching Luminosity before that, because there was this one guy, this one dude from Brazil, this one kid, that I saw him, and I saw kind of me and him, because he's this quiet guy, but he was super competitive. Shout out to Cold Zero, right? And they were playing CSGO, And I was watching that, and I was watching the team play, and it was just so good. You know, they had the announcers, and everything was awesome. So that I fell in love with it. I don't know. I just fell in love with it. Something about it—the presentation, the hype, the fans, the games, the moves, the replays. I mean, it was good. So I started liking it, right? So then I kind of recently I started kind of like just paying attention to social media and some things and some local stuff. And then I found out that Full Sail University built an esports arena called The Fortress.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Right here. Central Florida is very, very big on esports. Very big. And I'm not talking about like top 20. I'm talking about top 4.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we are in a good hub, a good place for esports.
Cause, on an amp pile. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. This is the place. This is one of the many places. You'd think it's obviously L.A. or New York or wherever, but Central Florida has got it. When it comes to esports, they have programs, they have schools, they have all consultants. I mean, this is it. This is one of the top places. This is one of the many things that we can definitely hang our hats on.
I would have never known that.
And besides gaming in general. So that kind of really kind of started bringing me back. Since I moved out here, I was like, man, esports is really, they built an arena. That let me describe this arena for you really quick, because it's kind of interesting. So the Fortress is home to esports on Full Sail University campus, built to recognize and support Armada, Full Sail's collegiate level esports team. The Fortress is a flexible live production space designed to host everything from friendly campus game events to full collegiate tournaments. This unique venue is the largest collegiate esports arena in the country and features seating and structures that can be arranged to support any kind of event, as well as 10 million pixels of LED wall to support dynamic visual presentation and graphics, capacity for 500 and concert level PA system. Okay, so hey, if
full
you
sale. Just, what's just up with a full ride, man? Full Sail
University, you're gonna see when you see those pictures, it's like it's crazy, and this is a program for college.
Yep.
Like I can't even, and they're sponsored by MSI, Sennheiser, Logitech. You know, they're everywhere.
Lex, quick question: in your description of the Fortress in the beginning, did you say it was home to Armada?
Yeah, it says Armada. Recognize and support Armada, Full Sail's collegiate level esports team.
Wow, you know that is entirely crazy. Because if that is what I think that is, the Super Smash Bros. Tournament I was talking about, Frostbite 2020, the number one player in the world in Smash Bros. Right now, MKLeo, he actually lost in that tournament, got sent to the losers bracket by a kid on Armada called Prodigy. He's a Mario character.
Well,
so that is so insane if he's actually from the Fortress. That'd be dope.
Come on, man. Central Florida, stand up, man. We here,
that,
man.
That would be dope.
That's what we need right there. That's what I was waiting for. So,
a Full Sail is very out there, man. That's for sure, man.
No, it is. And in conclusion, I just want to say, when just so the listeners understand, the structure of an esports team, it's not just a bunch of people just coming together playing games. This is a business. First and foremost, their structures are like a company. You got CEOs, you got management, you got all these executives, right? People that play or don't play have these positions. And then they have a roster. And then each on the roster, they're separated into different teams for different games. So you have 6 people that concentrate on Fortnite, 10 people that concentrate on Call of Duty, you know, 12 people that concentrate on CSGO. And then so on and so forth. So it's like a very structured, like it's an art. It's a science. It's crazy. Do some research on it and look it up. It's like very deep. And obviously, like Steels was saying earlier, there's trades. People leave all the time. Like the average esports player will probably be on one team unless they're like founders or something. They'll probably be on a 2 to 3 year contract at the most.
Two or three
seasons. Watch that documentary on Netflix.
It's like a huge league.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, and they get traded and they come back. What?
The documentary? What was the name of it again?
Hold on. Tell you in 2 seconds, man. It was like All Play, All Game or something like that. Oh, All Work, All Play.
Okay, yeah.
All Work, All Play, man. Check it out, man. Came out in 2015.
Definitely. And like I said, you absolutely, they do make a living. So this is a huge industry. Just gaming in general, guys, is going to spawn a lot of these. It's touching everything from movies to music to sports, TV, everything. It's
culture.
Evolving. Yeah, pop culture. It's evolving. And this is, like I said before in future and past episodes, it is a number one form of entertainment on the planet. Yeah.
And our parents said video games was going to rot our brains and it was worthless.
What is that? Yeah.
Look what we're doing now, man.
I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. And it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Nope.
Yeah, man.
Not one minute.
I definitely want to go to any like local esports tournament, just get my feet wet in the culture and just be part of that culture in, you know, some form. Not actually being on a team or nothing like that, but just to, you know, just be a fan of the esports, you know. And I think with this podcast and me being, you know, more involved in the gaming community, you know, I think that's going to open up a lot of opportunities to do that.
Yeah, we're just one step closer. I really want to sit down and talk to an actual esports competitive player. See like their rituals, how they prepare and stuff like that. That'd be so cool.
I
want to
go see the Fortress.
Yeah, true.
I want to pull up.
Very true. I'm going to look up like a video or something after the pod. Yeah.
I think it's in Winter Park.
Tour at Full Sail? Hey, what's up, man?
Right. Full Sail, get ass.
Too bad, man. My cousin lives in New York. Otherwise, we can talk to him.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Someone plug us in, man.
Right. I'm about to start reaching out, man. What? I'm going to start following people. DMs. But yeah,
Who do we have to know over there? Anyone in particular?
Where? What are you talking about?
Like someone that works there or even like a student?
No, I'm talking about a player. I want to talk to a player.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, you got to know somebody to get in.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm talking about like...
Even if it's a student that just is the do boy for the team, I don't care, man. Yeah. I'll let your boy.
I'm talking about IG pages, you know what I'm saying? Hit the follow button. Start liking pics, you know what I'm saying? Hope for the interaction.
Yeah, if it's the water boy on the team, man, I'll let your boy.
Yeah, tell the big dog. We ready to talk to him.
Hey, send the boss.
Right, use him as middleman. But yeah, are we all good on the topic here? I mean,
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I think we got a lot to learn coming soon.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're fair to go ahead and cue up the awesomely produced newscast music for myself and my fellow Potter Lex.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Put it in there.
Somebody do it. Steals, you do the thing. Travis, you do the other thing.
Oh, yeah. We're here again. Live from PSNBS Studios. Big Elite.
Oh, my God. Calm
news.
Down. Ma'am, zip Take up your shirt, away. Ma'am. Ma'am, zip up your hoodie.
Held it. Sit down.
Sit down, though. We're done here. Thank y'all.
It's too big.
I appreciate that.
Oh, what?
Yo, whoa.
What is that? What is that?
Edit point.
Whoa. Hey, yo. All right. Look at this. We've reached that point in the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to talk about your weekly updates, news, DLCs, all that good stuff.
Yep.
And I'm here to talk about a couple. I actually have a couple. And they're not all like, you know, they're not all bad. And they're not all sleepers. First, we got Overwatch, Ash's Mardi Gras challenge. Grab your beads and join the, I'm not even going to pronounce that word, Overwatch Ash's Mardi Gras challenge event and earn unique rewards, including the epic Mardi Gras Ash skin. What you do is you win games and you can also watch the Overwatch stream on Twitter, on Twitch to win skins and stuff. So next up, that starts now and ends on March 9th. So that's Overwatch, Ash's Mardi Gras Challenge. Next we have Neverwinter Infernal Descent. That's a new expansion coming to Neverwinter. The Valena's stronghold has descended into chaos in Neverwinter. Infernal Descent. Make your way through Avernus to save your poor soul. Or the poor soul.
Am I going to have to re-download that?
I don't know. Battle new infernal enemies on your journey to the nine hells.
Ooh.
That sounds like Dante's Inferno. Holy shit.
Yeah.
next up,
we
got.
Re-download that.
Possibly. Next up, we got a Brawlhalla Tomb Raider gameplay trailer that came out. Lara Croft has joined Brawlhalla's Tomb Raider crossover event for a limited time. She wields dual pistols and a bow and arrow. They've also thrown in a new map called Temple Ruins and a new game mode called Temple Climb. I think that's pretty cool. They've been doing really good with implementing characters in Brawlhalla.
I tried that game.
It's weird.
It's their version of Smash, right? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's like Smash kind of gameplay. Yep. Next up, we have Predator Hunting Grounds Trial Weekend. Join the fight from March 27th to March 29th in the Predator Hunting Grounds Trial. So, you know, everybody gets a little taste of that before you go ahead and spend your 40 on it. I'm definitely going to be partaking in that. I'm not completely sure whether I want to get it or not, and I think this will boost me and push me in the right direction.
I will be playing it too.
Yeah, I know Johnny really wants me to get the game because I think he wants it bad, so I'm going to try. Next, we have GTA Online Open Wheel Racing. The future of competitive motorsports has arrived, and it's in a hurry. Two brand new open wheel ultra performance vehicles, 7 high speed tracks, dozens of split second decisions from the tires you use to whether you take the all important pit stop, and above all, one seat, one driver, one grand prize. Steels, you said you was playing that a little bit? Was that the one?
Yeah, I was saying that last night. Yeah, I did see that come out, and they had one of the in the casino you can go and spin the wheel, try to win the car of the week or the month or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it was a Formula One car, but I thought my cousin said it was changing today, so I don't know if you said there's two cars, so it might be the other one then. I'm not sure. I didn't get on GTA today.
Okay, cool. Next we have Borderlands 3 Guns, Love, and Tentacles. What? The marriage of Wayne Wright and Hammerlock. Team up with old friends and eerie new characters to help true love triumph over Eldritch horror. It includes 4 campaign add-ons and bonus cosmetic content. So we're getting a new DLC, I guess, for Borderlands 3. Steels, you're on that.
When does that come out?
Does not say.
I'm not sure. Well, I guess that's when I'll hit Borderlands up again.
They got that teaser going. They don't give you a date.
Right. Neo 2 has a last chance trial. Honestly, I know nothing about what that's like, what that entails. I've seen like the video they released just has like gameplay. I don't know if it's a boss fight or if they're like taking you through a level, but they didn't really say much of what it entails. It's just a last chance trial. So either way, count it as a demo for Neo 2. That begins February 28th. So tomorrow, well, today, if you're listening to this on Friday. And lastly, we have Code Vein Frozen Empress DLC. Hell froze over, and it took on the form of a deadly new foe. Explore the Celestial Ice Prison and face the Frozen Empress in Code Vein's second DLC. So you could relive a new memory echo, gear up your revenue with new items, and defeat the Lost on a new stage. That's all I have for my update DLC news, and it's kind of a lot, and it's some stuff going on. Yeah, they're not all sleepers. That, like I said, I was making the list, and I was like, wow, this is a good week for gaming. But Lex, what do we got? We got any releases? Any big news? What we got?
We got a couple of releases. There's a couple of games here you guys might play. There's some that are pretty interesting. It's picking up. It's starting to pick up a little bit. Not as big. It's still a lull, but there might be some sleepers in here. Out on digital, February 28th, Bloodroots. In Bloodroots, the world is your weapon. Improvise and adapt to an ever-changing ballet of ultra-violence and a bloody revenge quest across the Weird West. Weird West. That was really hard to read. Betrayed and left for dead, Mr. Wolf is hell-bent on finding his killer and enacting revenge, alone and vastly outnumbered. Bloodroots.
I'm not even sure what that's about.
You guys feeling that?
After you reading it, I don't even know what that's about.
Are you a ghost?
I don't know.
I'm lost.
He said he's looking for his killer?
A lot of blood.
He's hell-bent on finding his killer and enacting revenge.
So he's a ghost?
Maybe.
He doesn't look like a ghost in this picture. He has a carrot in his hand.
Okay, all right, next.
It's beyond, it's weird.
Wow.
I'll send you the picture,
Did you say that there were sleepers in this, or we were going to go to sleep?
Oh my god.
Depends on your interpretation of that word. We'll see. We'll see.
Out February. Right-ish.
Out today. Wow. Out today. Bucket Knight. Bucket Knight is a classic run and gun platformer game. Even knights still have to pay taxes, loans, and alimony. Wow. Help unnamed.
What?
Yeah, that's what it's.
Oh my god.
Help unnamed but brave knight in his sacred mission to find. Well, Helga snuck in there. To find the Holy Grail and make some money. It's all about money. Explore dungeons, slay enemies, avoid traps, stay alive, and get rich. Wow, this game is really about
what
money.
What the hell? Yeah, what? And why is it called Bucket Knife? I mean, Bucket Knight. I can only think of Shovel Knight and then Bucket Knight and then, like, yeah. Make a Sandcastle Knight. I don't fucking get it.
I have no idea. You'll see that. This next game might be interesting. Coffee Crisis. Out today as well. Coffee Crisis is a neo-rogue brawler that puts you in the shoes of the only baristas on Earth with enough heavy metal in their veins to fend off an alien assault. Just for that tagline alone, I am going to get this game. That's brilliant.
I mean, you've been on your coffee shit lately, Lex.
There you go. Play solo or join up with a friend to fight across 8 unique locations ranging from your coffee house HQ to the far reaches of outer space.
What? Okay. That turned into something. That did a Saints Row real quick. That turned into something much bigger.
Baristas fighting aliens, saving the world.
From their coffee shop as their HQ.
So it's like Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
interesting. House Flipper. That's the name of the game. House Flipper is a unique chance to become a one-man renovation crew. Buy, repair, and remodel devastated houses. That sounds really fun. Really fun. Give them a second life and sell them at a profit. Experiment with interior designs.
I can't tell whether that was sarcastic or not.
It was very sarcastic.
I was going to say, are we going to catch Lex sitting down playing this?
House Flipper? No. No. Experiment with interior designs and decorate. Okay, I'm not forget this game. No.
Yo, that's not. No, I mean, listen, my mom might play that. She likes Love It or List It. She might play that game.
Yo, why are those fucking the DIY or whatever freaking shows on all those channels so addicting?
Because people like watching nothing become something.
Like
that's like the American
dream. When I was going to therapy, like I'd just be like just glued to the TV the whole time, and then anytime my wife's watching it, I just walk by, go get a drink, and I just be like, oh well, you know, let me just sit down for 2 seconds, and then next thing you know, I was like, I have to know how much they sell the house for now.
Oh yeah, they definitely keep you hanging. They it's the way it's filmed. It's just it's fun to watch. Listen, I'm a big fan of Gordon Ramsay. And I'll watch any show he's on. And even though, you know, it's kind of crazy, his shows are kind of crazy, I'll watch it. And just, I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Out all February 28th, tonight. I mean, yeah, tonight. One Punch Man, a hero nobody knows.
Oh,
how true that is, only for anime fans. How true that is. I don't know about this one. The first One Punch Man game finally makes its debut. Dive into a dynamic fighting game experience with beloved characters from the first season of One Punch Man, the only one we freaking have currently. Thank you. Play as your favorite hero, or become one. Create your own hero avatar and choose your own set of powers and abilities. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Skeptical.
If you're playing as One Punch Man, I know they said you can create your own guy. If you could kill everything with one punch, that's going to be boring because everything's going to die.
No, do you know how the mechanic works?
With what?
With the game.
You create your character.
Yeah, the point. No, because I'm asking because
so
I
you
know
don't
how
get
it
to
is.
Play as him.
No. The objective, from what I saw, the objective is you guys are fighting, and while you're fighting, Saitama is like running to the scene, like he's like, I'm on my way, and there's like a meter, and if he gets there before the fight is determined, that person, whoever he pulls up with, is the winner, because he's gonna finish you in one punch. You get me?
Oh,
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
Yeah. I don't really like One Punch. Yeah, I mean, I don't really watch totally One Punch Man anyway.
I love the anime. Jesus, I love that anime.
I watched the first season. That was the first anime I ever watched. That's the anime that got me into watching anime.
So good.
It's pretty hilarious.
It is.
That was first anime, and it was subbed. And I was just cracking my ass.
Oh,
I was
laughing hilarious. So hard the whole His time. Facial expressions hilarious. Are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Last but not least, February 28th, Stab, Stab, Stab. Yes, that's the name of the game. Stab, Stab, Stab. Okay. Stab, Stab, Stab is a physics-based couch multiplayer arena stabbing game for up to 4 players. Play as explosive flesh birds with razor-sharp beaks. Stab your friends until they pop in versus mode, or team up defending yourselves against an unending horde of Cronin birds.
Cronin birds?
Cronin birds.
Cronin. Okay. Wow. All right, yes, that.
It's pretty
Let's
violent.
Let's do that. Let's do Cronin birds.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Steels, I got a question to ask you.
Yes.
If you guys haven't noticed already, and to y'all listening, Trav took a step down for the remainder of the episode. He started feeling the symptoms, and he's gonna take a break and take rest and hope he feels better tomorrow. But with that being said, Steels, you still down for Sprockets, or are we gonna wrap?
Yeah. Let's knock it out.
All right, let's fucking do Sprockets then. He says the show must go on, so let's go ahead. Yes. And
let's do it. I'm ready.
All you.
All right, fellas. You know what really shaves my sprockets?
What does Steels?
The fucking construction on I-4. For those of you listeners.
Everybody has an I-4.
Who know about it. State. Know about it. For those people who don't know about it. I-4 is one of the main arteries that runs from Daytona to pretty much Tampa, in Florida. And this road used to be amazing back in the day. When I say back in the day, I mean 1996, back when I moved to Florida. Once they started doing construction, it's been like, what, 10 years? 12 years? 15 years?
Yep, it's one of those things that never end.
It's never end. I mean, it's practically like a fucking Rolex 24 or a Formula One track or some shit. It's so many winding turns. Every other month, the damn road is different. There's a different route. The fucking exits change. One exit disappears one day. The next day, it's over there. It's like, oh my God. It's sickening. So, here's my little story. We've already mentioned a few times throughout this whole podcast, Friday. It's almost fitting that we started the podcast the way we started our Friday night. In the middle of the podcast, we put a little bit more of our Friday night into it. Now we're going to end the podcast with a story on how I ended my Friday night. So we were at Groovy Goat. We were all hanging out, doing what we got to do. And we were leaving around, what, like 11 o'clock, guys? It was like 11-ish.
What? I thought it was later. Yeah. I thought it was midnight.
No. It was like 11 when we started like winding things down and walking out, and then we stood outside for a little bit talking. Okay. I think it was like 11:20-something when we actually got in the car.
We talking ish or no away. Ish?
Ish. Like 11:20-ish.
Okay, I can accept ish. That.
Not right. Lex's ish.
Any one of yours ish, I can accept. Other ish. I take ish. Yeah. I take ish.
Yeah. So here I go. I jump on I-4, cruising, doing about 65, 70, you know, just. And before we left, everyone's like, yo, you going to get on the sticks? Yeah, you going to get on the sticks? Yeah. We all decided we'll get home. It only take me 25, 30 minutes tops to get there. And we all decided we're going to get home, get on the sticks, and play a little bit before we go to bed. I'm driving down I-4. All of a sudden, I see a sign. It says 408 and South Street closed. I went, what the fuck? Now, for me to get home, the only way that is the, not necessarily the fastest way, but like, it is the fastest and the, okay. So usually when you're going somewhere, there's the fastest way, there's the normal way, I guess you could say, you know, if you just want to be a straight shot and you don't want to try taking side streets and all that stuff, and there's the, then there's the long way, okay? Going down 408 to my house from that side of town was not only the normal, but it was also the fastest. So, I mean, that I have to use 408. Otherwise, it's a long ride home, okay? So I'm driving. Boom, 408's closed. And I went, all right, cool. So then I'll just use South Street, hit up 50, this and that, da, da, da. South Street's closed. I'm like, what the fuck? Traffic starts. They went from technically four lanes, because one of the exit was the fourth lane, down to one. And some of you listeners won't know, so I'll say the names, but then I'll give you, you know, mileage, whatever, from John Young Parkway till just before Ace Cafe was nonstop bumper to bumper. Now, when I say nonstop bumper to bumper, I mean I never got out of first gear. I would stop, zero, come out the clutch, stop, zero, come out the clutch, stop, zero. Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know those streets, okay?
Wow.
I would say that's what? 20 miles? 15 miles apart from John Young to just before Ace Cafe?
Damn. Yeah, because Ace Cafe is hitting downtown.
Yeah, it's almost the downtown. Yeah, it's pretty much mid-downtown. So, from John Young Parkway to there, I would say is about, let's just say about 15 miles, okay? It would normally take me 12 minutes to make that ride, okay? 12 minutes to make that ride.
12 minutes.
I was on I-4 for an hour and a half.
God damn.
Through that little part of that 12 minutes, okay? Because not only did they close 408, and a lot of that I-4 traffic through that area is going on 408. They also close South Street. That is the first exit to use to go downtown. So a lot of those people who are going downtown, they're shit out of luck as well. Then they go from four lanes to one.
And that was Friday night. Think about it.
And it was Friday night at 11:30-ish by that time. So all the parks got out. Universal, which is 10 minutes up the road from that point. Disney, which is another 20 minutes up the road from that point. SeaWorld, they all just got out. Okay? So I'm like, all right, cool. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just get off on 50, and I'm just going to ride 50 straight down. I get off on 50. Guess what?
Oh, I can't even. I don't even know this part, so what?
All right, so when you're getting off the highway, to get to 50, you have to cross a first street, go through another little section, and then you get to 50. So the exit to get off, I think, is actually called Amelia or Robbins.
Amelia, I think. Or are you talking?
The road that's right there for Ace Cafe.
Ooh, yeah, maybe Amelia.
Anyway, that's the actual name of the exit. You get off there, but then you keep going straight, and like you run parallel I-4, then you hit 50. That whole part was closed.
Oh nah. Man.
So I had to drive through downtown. After all this shit.
Oh, nah.
Like, then get over to 50. Yes, down Orange Ave, Livingston, and all that shit. Right next to Ace Cafe, I had to drive down all that shit.
Somebody's getting sued.
Finally get off 50, right? My tire pressure lights go off. I thought I had a flat tire. Yeah. So I had to pull over into Wawa and check my freaking tire pressures, and sure enough, they were low as hell. So after all that, I had to stop at the gas station to fill my tires up. I didn't get home till damn near 1:30 in the morning. 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I was.
And I left.
Oh my god! I thought you were exaggerating. I left.
No.
We're on division, and we're like, "Where's Steels?"
No. Yeah. Like,
no. I was not exaggerating. That's exactly how it went. Okay. Even my wife called me and she's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yes, babe. Yes. I'm okay. I just dealt with some shit." Okay.
Wow.
That's
crazy. It was
something
fun.
Something told me to get the hell off I-4. I took John Young all the way home.
I figured that because I was like, damn, if I'm this backed up, Lex is fucked. And then all of a sudden I look, he's like, "I'm on, guys, where's the invite?" I'm like, "I fucking hate all y'all."
Yeah, I took the back way. I took the back roads home, man. I live close, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow night, I ain't taking I-4 home.
I'm thinking the same way. I'm taking John Young.
I will get off on John Young, and I'll go up to 408. I don't care.
There you go. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with 408.
Shit was empty, cool. Man. Shit was empty when I was driving around. It was scary. It was creepy.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was my the end of my Friday night last week. It sucked really bad.
Damn. Thank you. Thank you for that, Sparkitas. Coming back every week with the sprockets. We got to throw another poll up, too, man. We need some more.
Yeah, I already got one for next week, too, bro. Oh, that's right. Next week. I'm going to be...
Oh, updates.
Next week's
going to
be a little different.
Next week.
A little different. It's going to be a little different. I won't be here.
You're calling in, right?
I'll be in New Orleans, so these boys are going to carry most of the podcast, but we're going to try. We're going to see. Hopefully, I'll be able to call in from the streets of New Orleans. And,
Yeah, that's got to be a whole section, man. That's got to be whatever Sprockets is supposed to be. You want to just do that?
Instead of Sprockets, then I can save this one I have for the following week.
Right.
Yeah. That's
Yeah. We can just do that. A live call in, and then I'll be walking down Bourbon Street, hand grenade in my hand, drinking. Y'all can hear everything in the background.
You gotta take advantage of the
interview
scenery.
Someone or some shit. You know,
the vibe.
That'd probably be insane. I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably be
Let's try to make it work. Let's try to make it work.
I may have to lower your decibels a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? I might have to.
Well, it ain't gonna be on my mic because it's just gonna be straight off the clean feed.
Right, exactly.
On my phone because I'm calling in on the phone. So.
Exactly. That's why I'm. Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know how that's gonna sound. But whatever, we're gonna do it. We're gonna try it.
We can
test
it before.
We'll see. Yeah, because I'll be there Thursday. Biggs, what time? Well, we can talk about this afterwards.
Yeah. We'll talk. We'll have the meeting. But
next,
how you feel
next
about
week's gonna be a special one.
How y'all feel about this week's episode, y'all?
I hope
it went over a little better than I was expecting.
Yeah, I hope our listeners kind of have a better understanding. That was like my plan going in, just to give them like a better understanding of what esports is, where it's going, where it can go, how we can be involved, and how we feel about it.
Right.
You know.
Right, what we know, because I don't know much, but I'm going to learn.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And we'll revisit this further down the line.
Yeah. We'll definitely have somebody. We'll have a player on here. I guarantee it. In the coming weeks, the months, we'll have a actual player, competitive player on here. But I just want to say, if you are listening and you've made it this far into the podcast, first of all, thank you, because this is not the longest one, but it's definitely long. They're getting longer, but it's because, you know, we just got more shit to say. So I know y'all love us enough to listen. So I also want to tell you guys that have made it this far that we do have big things coming, but that's all I'm going to say. You guys deserve to hear that much, at least, for making it this far. Big things are coming for the podcast. And I think with that being said, are we all good? Are we all good, everyone?
Play that
we
music,
are good.
Son. Hit the rap? Button.
Take
Hit
us out.
Hit that button.
Oh, man. You hear this music right here? You hear that?
Let's do it. That means
you know
we
what
done.
That means. PSMBS, episode 25. It's a wrap.
In
We've done.
In the
yeah.
books.
Yeah.